There's Steve Smith with the latest on the track for racing at Kyneton today, as Ray Huxley is with us to preview. How are you, Ray?
Very well, thanks, Noah.
How did you find doing the form for this 10 racer today?
Long. It was long, but because they're huge fields, mostly capacity fields, and there were 10 races. But it's good to be racing at Kyneton again. As the track manager there just said, we haven't been here since April. It's a lovely track, Kyneton, one of the most beautiful tracks in Victoria. And if we can find a few winners, it'll make it even better.
It will for sure. Well, let's try and do that. Kicking things off, race number one, and this is a three-year-old maiden. It's to be run over 1,100, take out runners 5, 6, 10, and also the 12. We've got number one, Dowles Winton at 3.30, Hal Vorson at 2.40, Star Banner at 7, and then we're down to Written Gem at $7, and Zizi Lafay is at 8.
Yeah, I think it's a match between the top two, and I think they may have got it wrong. I think the top one should be favourite, Dal Swinton. He's only had the two runs now at his debut in the Gold Rush at Bendigo. This was a very good field, and he ran home very strongly from about second last on the home turn. In a field of 15, he flashed home and ran third. He was beaten a length and a three quarters, and that was behind Thrillster, which is outstanding form. He then went to Caulfield and ran in the listed race, the Redoutes Choice, and he ran respectively, and that got beaten about four and a bit lengths, and then one more run at Flemington. He was second on the home turn on a soft track, and he dropped out. Now, he went out for a spell, and they have gelded him since then. I think that's terrific form for a maiden, and with a better barrier too. So I've gone for him to beat the two. The two was also in at Moonee Valley tonight. Last start at Cranbourne, last couple of runs have been good. The last one at Cranbourne, probably a little unlucky not to have won that. So I think they'll fight it out, but I think the one should be favoured. I think he'll be winning the race. One from 2, 4 and 15.
So we go 1 from 2, 4 and 15. Let's have a look at the next, Ray. What have you gone for here?
In the second, I like number 11, which is Zootori. He's only got to have a little bit of luck from the wide barrier. He's got outstanding form for a maiden. But the barrier, they must be pretty confident about him because this team, Elton Zara team, they often take them out when they draw badly, but they're going to run him anyway. He will start from barrier 14. Last time in, he ran third at Flemington and second at Sandown, and both were very good runs. He does tend to get back a little bit, and he's drawn wide, so I wouldn't be rushing in to take the really short odds that he is. He's in the red. But if he gets to a reasonable price, I'm willing to have something on him. The 11, I put in number 9 for second, Joe Weil. It didn't do a great deal its first start, went for a spell, came back, didn't do a great deal and went for a spell again. First up this time around, he ran second on the synthetic. It was an improved performance. He may continue to improve. And next best we go, number 5, Simply Dreaming. Nice run first up, but also got a bad barrier. And then down to number 13. I go 11, 9, 5 and 13.
So 11, 9, 5, 13, race 2. We've now got that market where runners 7, 10, 12 and 18 come out. We've got number 5, Simply Dreaming, 7.50. Jamwal at 4, 2.30 Zatori, $9 for Harlan Express. Looking at the third race today, this is over 2,000 metres, and he can take out runners 1, 2, 8, 10, at 13 and also the 19. Number 3, Apollani at 9.50, 3.70, she's a diplomat, down to 5.50 for Vow and Declare, $9 for Yankee Sang, Zapurla is at 5.50 and Able Stock at 4.60.
I'm very keen on Young Horse here, a three-year-old, nicely bred by Tavistock out of a Danehill mare in Apple Stock, number 17. He's only had the two runs. His first run was over 1,600 at Ballarat. He settled down last after beginning a bit slowly, and he ran on quite nicely, got beaten about six lengths, and then his second run, he was also over 1,600, and it was a good effort. He was a little bit slowly away and wanted to wave a race early, and then when Michael D corrected him, he sort of dropped the bit for a little while and got a long way out of his ground. He was very wide on the home turn. Must have been about seven wide coming around the turn. But he hit the line very well. I think he's going to really love getting out the 2,000 metres. So long as he settles early, I think he can win the race. I'm keen on him. To beat number seven, She's a Diplomat. Its last couple of runs indicate that a win is not far away. Good seconds. Number 11, Vow and Declare, is a promising type. And then to number 15, Zapperla, who'll keep on improving and has got a chance here, but she's got the outside barrier and needs a bit of luck from there. 17 from 7, 11 and 15.
17, 7, 11 and 15. We look at race 4. Here you can take out the 2. We've got number 4, Smoke and Piero, $3.50. Zoology is at $1.95. $5 for Annie Street. And you're looking at longer odds for the others. Gee, this favourite's becoming a costly conveyance.
Is he what? He was beaten when he was a $1.20 chance back in August at Tatura. And then they put him out at odds on last out of Cranbourne, and he only ran third, but was only beaten a half length. The one thing you can say in his favour, he meets a much, much easier field here. This is not strong at all. Reluctant to take the red odds, but I've got to put him on top. Number 4, I put him for second, Smoking Piero. Its form before it went for a spell was quite solid, ran second on the synthetic at Pakenham, but was also placed on turf tracks at Geelong and Coolmore. Then we go to number 6 and 7, maybe the next best, but gee, if he doesn't win this, then I think I'll be putting a big red line through him for in the future. Got blinkers back on again too. 5 from 4, 6 and 7.
So we go 5 from 4, 6 and 7. We then have a look at race number 5 of 10, and this event is over 14.50. You can take out runners 11 and 12. We've got number 1, General Maintenance at $9.50. Kaleski at 4, 3.10, the Wildcat. Lisa's Rainbow at $6, $5 for Hiko, and then you're down to Altruistic, who's at $9.
I like number 2, Kaleski, who has run some very good races. Back in December, his first start in the race, he ran second at Moonee Valley and was only beaten three-quarters of a length and did hit the line very well. He's also been placed at Ballarat and Pakenham. He's first up from a spell the other day at Sale. He was a bit easy in the market, and he just got trapped wide and had no luck at all. Got beaten six lengths, but he covered a lot of extra ground. I think he'll be fitter for that. He's a five-year-old by O'Reilly. I reckon he'll probably have a good year this year, or good preparation this time around. So I've got him on top. Put in number 8 for second. I like the breeding of this horse. He hasn't been seen at the trials, but making his debut in a set of blinkers today for the strong stable of Busserton and Young. Put it in for second. Number 5, the Wildcat. Yeah, it showed some improvement last up, but gee, I think it's under the odds. And then to number 10, Altruistic, who's gone along okay. He's only two starts. Put a set of blinkers on him today, the Hayes camp, so he might be a big improver. 2 from 8, 5 and 10.
So we go 2 from 8, 5 and 10 in that event. Then we go over to the next race, race 6, and having a look at changes here, the scratchings take out 11 and 12. We've got number 5, Solar Impact at $5.50, Miss Mandito $1.60, and Don't Look Now is at $5.
Yeah, it's pretty weak maiden. Miss Bandito, the one to beat with that last start second at Ballarat, when she was always well placed and fought on very well. I think this is a much easier race. I go 6 from 5, 8 and 1.
6, 5, 8 and 1. I'm up to the quaddy legs now. Race 7 being the first leg of the quaddy over the 14.50 for fillies and mares. Take out runners 5, 12, 13 and the 14. Number 1, Belle Prix at $8.50. $4 Diamond Beauty down to Miss Louisiana at $2.90. Zil Signoret at $3.50.
Yeah, I like Miss Louisiana. I think she's an improving filly. She ran some good races down here. They took her up to Brisbane and gave her one run up there at the Sunshine Coast back in June, so she had a nice winter in the sun. Had two runs back from a spell. Nice win at Wangaratta last start. I think she'll keep on improving. Number five, I think, is the main danger, Solar Impact. And then we go to numbers 8 and 1. 6, 5, 8 and 1.
6 from 5, 8 and 1. Race 8, take out runners 4, 7 and also 8. Number 1, Lagerfeld at 260. 440 or 2, Sublime. Nothing but a Sagas at 6. Down to no reward at $4.80.
Here we have Sorry, Nadia, my paper's just gone out of my hand, and I'm searching around for it. What race are we up to here?
Race number 8.
Yeah, race number 8. I've got an alternative here. I'm back in business now.
Oh, very
number
good.
6, the one to beat here. Nothing but a Saga. At good odds, too. First up from a spell, last preparation at 1 here. It came from a huge way back in the field and flashed home to win by 3 lengths. It was a terrific effort. Linda Meach rides again today. I think it's the one that's over the odds. Number 1, Lagerfeld, geez, close to another win. Number 5, also Sublime, very, very honest. And maybe the next best, number 9, no reward. 6 from 1, 5 and 9.
6 from 1, 5 and 9. Now to race 9 over 1850. Runners 1, 5, 12 and 13 come out. Number 2 set the bar high at 550. Junior Burgers at 950. $7 for Sakoot. And then we're looking at Tavvy Dance at $1.65.
Yeah, I like Tavvy Dance. I think it's a very promising type. It's a pretty moderate field for its second start. I know it's hard to jump from a maiden into a 64, but this is not much to beat here, and I think Tavvy Dance will be winning. 11 from 2, 9 and 6.
So we go 11 from 2, 9 and 6, and then we go over to race number 10. You can take out runners 3, 5, 13, 17 and 18. Number 1, Emperor's Chariot, 550, 6 full of theories. 9.50 for Harlem Star, 8.50 for All Too Sweet, 2.70 for Miss Oklahoma.
Yeah, I like number 9 here, Miss Oklahoma. Gee, it's ideally placed here. It's dropping a lot in class, and it's got good ability, being heavily back to $15 in the paper. There was none of that available, of course. It opened up around $6 and instantly permed into 390, 290, those sort of odds. I think it'll be winning the last 9 from 1, 2 and 7. No, it's just clearing up there because I've had that mess up with the papers here. Race 6, the tips are 6, 5, 8 and 1. Race 7, 7, 6, 8 and 4.
Okay, no dramas at all. Thank you very much for your help today, Ray. Let's hope it's a winning day.
I better give you a best bet, I suppose.
Oh, yes.
Best bet, race 10, number 9. Best value, race 8, number 6. And for the quadrilla, I like first leg 4, 6, 7, 8, second leg 1, 5, 6, 9, third leg 2, 6, 9, 11, last leg 1, 2, 7, and 9.
Wonderful. Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, mate.
Ray Huxley.